Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, me again, and I'm back. Call in, weigh in on today's
episode, and let's get it cracking. Here's the deal. Today, I know today is usually Free Fall Friday. I apologize for yesterday. We had technical difficulties on the show. Something was going on with the site, and I wasn't able to get into my show, into my show page, or anything. I know there were comments that that they had kicked me off my show, or shut my show down, or different things like that. But au contraire, mon frère, that's not the deal. That's not what happened. Or I'm still on the show, as you can see. People say things, and then, like I said, I always is most times hit it for the negative, you know, and it seems to be hard for people to go to the positive, okay? And you know, that's something that I work on all the time, and it should be something that you guys work on all the time and try to be conscious of, is to say positive things or try to say positive things to people instead of negative, okay? You may still say negative things, and I do, but try to be positive sometimes. Try to be conscious of being positive about things sometimes. And but you know, that's all well and good. You're gonna always have the haters, so to speak, out there that that just, you know, don't want to see you succeed. But I heard a guy say a while back, he said, people don't mind you getting by, just as long as you don't get by them, okay? So, you know, it's no big deal. I understand that, and I keep moving. But again, thank you guys for listening to the show. I have more positive listeners out there than I do negative listeners. So, so I don't, you know, I don't mind the negative listeners. I dwell on the positive listeners, so to speak, if you want to say that. Now, I promote the show, guys, daily on Twitter, Facebook, and, of course, Blog Talk Radio, where you guys are listening in online on my show page. If you are online, there's an icon there that says follow this show. Click on that icon. You can set that up however you want to be able to follow the show on a daily basis. Also, if you have a Facebook account, you can go in there and type in the search box, type in The Frank Williams Show, okay? And the show page should come up there. Go ahead and do your thing. Become a friend of the show there. Also on Twitter, we're on Twitter at The Frank W Show. The Frank W Show on Twitter. And you can go ahead and follow us there as well. So that means whether you're on Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, or Twitter, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Okay? And again, thank you guys for listening in to the show. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. I have a great show for you today. And like I said on yesterday, I had technical difficulties, so I was not able to do this show. So instead of doing Free Fall Friday, and I'll tell you what, if you want to call in and talk about anything, you can, okay? If not, I'm going to talk about today's episode, okay? I'm going to talk about Hernandez, Zimmerman, and Paula Deen. So let's talk, okay? And first off, I'm not going to give an account of what happened in these cases because I haven't done extensive research on either, okay? But I am going to give my opinion on each case, okay? So I'm being opinionated here about each case. I may say some factual things, but again, I haven't researched extensively into each case, so I can't give you any timelines, indictments or any of that type of stuff at this point. So I don't want to. I just want to give you guys my opinion. I'd like to hear your opinion if you want. But here we go. In the Hernandez case, Aaron Hernandez, you guys may know he played tight end for the New England Patriots, but he's out of a job right now. The Patriots released him because of his involvement with the police. Now, this guy has been charged with first-degree murder, okay, and he's in jail. He's been denied bond because he's a flight risk, okay? So, the reason he's in jail is because he's under the suspicion that he killed a guy, a semi-pro football player named Odin Lloyd, who was somehow dating with someone in Hernandez's family. But this guy Hernandez, seemed to have been when you kind of look back at some of the things that he's been involved in, he seemed to have been somewhat of a hothead, a bully, so to speak, push people around. So, seems like what's happened, okay, is that he killed this guy and threw his body out in some type of industrial field, mile, maybe 2 miles from his home there, dumped his body there. And this guy was shot execution style. That means he was face down, gun to the back of his head, pow, and that was it. And now, here's the deal. If the police find a body 2 miles from your house, they find that body. They walk, so to speak, they walk past all these other homes within those 2 miles. They walk past all these other homes and knock on your door. Why? The reason they're knocking on your door is because they have something on you. They've linked you to this murder somehow. So they're knocking on your door for that. Okay, so they had something on this guy from the very beginning. It was also said that he was seen with this guy a couple hours before his death. So that as well would make the police come to your house and knock on your door because they want to know what you guys were doing together. If you were seen with this guy a couple hours before he was murdered, they're going to come to you and talk to you because they're trying to put all the pieces together. They're trying to put the puzzle together. So they've got all these different pieces to put together to make this puzzle complete. Okay. And this guy Hernandez destroyed his cell phone that police wanted. He also destroyed surveillance tape from his home, from his security system that the police wanted, and he had cleaning company come into the home and scrub it down from top to bottom. I don't know what that was about, but, you know, obviously he thought that that would help in covering his, you know, backside or something with this murder. To say the least, police still came in and confiscated some things from the home. They found several guns and other, you know, things of interest. I think they were out, you know, I saw that they brought out at least 15 bags of things that were confiscated from Hernandez's home. So to make a long story short, now Hernandez is in jail with six counts. One is first degree murder. The other are gun charges. Okay, so he's in deep doo doo, so to speak. Okay, so he's in jail without a job, and he's in deep trouble. And we'll hear what's going to happen to him soon. We know that his bail was revoked, so he can't get out of jail. He has another hearing on the 24th of July. So he'll be sitting in jail all through the holiday and everything. All right? Now we go to the George Zimmerman case. You guys know that Zimmerman was the guy that shot and killed Trayvon Martin, the guy wearing the hoodie, back in the day. It's been about a year ago, and the trial is going on now. Now, Zimmerman alleged that Trayvon Martin was beating him up, busted his nose, or broke his nose, and he shot him out of self-defense. Okay, now self-defense, this is what the defense is banking on, is it was self-defense. Self-defense is, you know, what happens is, if you're chasing someone, or if you initiate the contact or altercation or whatever, that, you know, if you're chasing them, if you're pursuing them, or if you initiate the altercation, that is that kills the self-defense argument, because you pursued them or you chased them and you initiated the altercation. That's not self-defense, okay? Which is exactly what Zimmerman did. He followed the guy, and again, when Trayvon Martin figured out he was following him, he ran, okay? And he got away from him for a little while. I guess he ditched him or whatever for a little bit. And then when Trayvon Martin came back into the back out, so to speak, out of hiding, then he saw Zimmerman again. And Zimmerman pursued him again. Okay? So that kills the self-defense thing. Because Zimmerman pursued him, Zimmerman chased him, and also when Zimmerman called 911, the 911 operator asked him not to pursue Trayvon Martin. Don't pursue him. We're sending the units out now, okay? And at the same time, think about this. Now, he hadn't seen, you know, Trayvon Martin just walking to the store or home from the store, whatever. And you know, it hadn't been, you know, Zimmerman's a neighborhood watch guy. It hadn't been reported any of a break-in that night. He didn't see Trayvon Martin jumping out of somebody's window. He didn't see him running down the street with a TV. You know what I'm saying? So why are you chasing this guy? It's just like anybody else walking down the street. If I saw a guy walking down the street, I may notice him walking down the street. If I'm neighborhood watch, I notice him walking down the street because that's what I'm doing. But I'm not gonna chase the guy because no one said that, you know, somebody with a hoodie broke into my house. You know, somebody with a hoodie just stole my barbecue grill. Somebody with a hoodie just stole my bicycle. No, that stuff hadn't been said. Okay? But because he's a young black man and you see him walking and he's got a hoodie on, you know, then the profile is it's a young black kid walking down the street. So he wants to know what he's doing there. That's all it was. And because he took off running because you were in pursuit of him or you were following him, he took off running. I don't see anything wrong with that. Think about this. As an African-American myself, okay, if I was walking down the street and I noticed someone following me, you know, I may do I'll, nine times out of ten, I'll probably do the same thing. I'll probably try to ditch this guy somehow, going a different direction than I'm actually going a different direction to see if he's following me. Okay, he's following me. Now, I may think about running because I don't know where his intentions are. So if I start running, and in my neighborhood, when I was growing up, you know, I've been there all my life, so I know where to run. I know some paths to run through. I know some houses I can run between, things like that, okay? So I start running. I lose him. When I come out on the next street over here, you know, and I know how to get home. I come out on the next street over here, and I see the guy again. He's like, hey, I'm going to run again. Right. I'm not going to let him catch me. It's not the police. So I understand why Trayvon Martin was trying to get away from this guy. Now I don't understand why he was chasing him. Why are you chasing me? I hadn't done anything. I don't have a TV under my arm. You know, you didn't see me jumping out of somebody's window. What's up with that? Okay, what's up with that? So then, you know, they get into a fight. Or, you know, now Zimmerman, you know, pursues him. He approaches him, and then he wants to initiate the altercation. All right, and push come to shove, whatever, he ends up shooting him right in the chest and killing Trayvon Martin. And Zimmerman says it was self-defense. Have a caller up on the show from the 404 area code, the first three digits are 863. Caller, you're on the show live with Frank Williams. Go ahead with your comments.
Going on, Frank.
What's going on, bud?
Ain't nothing much.
Talk to me.
Keep this in mind. Why it took almost 3 weeks, 2 to 3 weeks before they started saying Zimmerman had nose fracture and his head banged up. Why didn't they come out to what I believe they don't bury it all? That kid, man, whether it was Trayvon, I believe they don't bury the kid. All of a sudden they come out with the camera, how he been scarred up, nose broken and all this shit. Why didn't they come out right when the incident happened?
Because that's not that, you know, that's not what happened. They already established that because they didn't find any blood or any DNA or anything from Zimmerman on Trayvon hands or anything like that. So that thing of him, you know, breaking his nose and busting his nose, that's pretty much out.
But you got to also keep in mind, you know, his dad was a prominent judge in that county. And knew the deputy sheriffs and all of them. It's just all just think, though, man.
All yeah, right. And the sheriff, you know, the sheriff of that county, he finally resigned a little while after the case, after everything happened. He resigned because he know he was wrong. So they put pressure on him and he resigned. But you know, they may even come back to him at a later date and try to press charges against that sheriff at a later date.
Yeah. All right, man. I'll talk at you.
All right. Appreciate it, bud. So, guys, you know, and that was a good comment as well. You know, why wasn't that reported right then? I mean, if somebody breaks you, if you were to get a broken nose right now, if you were to get a broken nose, I guarantee you that nose is going to hurt so much. And, you know, it's going to swell so much that you don't want to be seen like that. You're going to go to the hospital or the emergency room immediately and get straightened out or get some help. Because, you know, a broken nose is serious. So you're going to get there soon. And get that nose taken care of so that you can immediately start to go into the healing process. You're not going to go home and sit around and with some ice on your nose and lay back with your head back wondering when the swelling is going to go down. Y'all with me? So it's some real fishy story going on here. I believe Hernandez is going to go down, and I believe Zimmerman is going to go down. Don't have time to talk about Paula Deen today, but I can say this before we get off the show. Got about a minute left. Paula Deen is not sincere in her in the way she's carrying herself right now. If Paula Deen had come on TV and said she was sorry about what happened, it'll never happen again. She's sorry it happened, but it happened. She would have been fine. She's denying this stuff. And she gets on TV crying and this and that, but no tears. You know? I don't think she's sincere. I think she did what she did. I think she's going to have a problem as well. Today's show is brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Thank you guys for joining the show. I'm Frank. I'm over and I'm out. You guys have a great weekend. I'll see you guys on Monday morning, 10:30 a.m. We're going to do it. See you.